Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Destination, freedom. Listen, it's the Freedom Bell.
Aye, the Freedom Bell, my friends. And this is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the Freedom Bell to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom is presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is the symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout an alarm. His destination, now and forever, freedom.
Aye, friends, and among the precious rights that we as citizens of our democracy must ever reaffirm are those to life, to our liberty, and our hard-won property. And if some persons, through crimes against society, become its enemies, we may deem it wise, by reason of their criminality, to deprive them of their basic rights. At the same time, observing due process of the law. Aye. Due process of law. There's the key. Venerable words, those, my friends. Words that must ever lubricate the machinery of our law enforcement and protect it from the corrosion of arbitrary power. Our police officials, we invest with the duty of keeping law and enforcing order. But those words, due process of law, must guard us against the times when zeal may overbalance responsibility for finding the true criminal, and then the ends of justice may be threatened, as in the story we're about to hear. We may be thankful, friends, that it does not often happen thus, and let us ever be on guard to keep it so. We may be thankful, too, that the Supreme Court of the United States is ever on the watch for such miscarriages in our lower courts. Listen to this unanimous opinion.
A specific guarantee to each individual under our Constitution is the right to security of person and property. This Supreme Court of the United States has consistently held that private secret custody by the police may not be used as a device for securing a confession of a crime from any man. In the case before us, a forced confession was used to obtain a conviction at a trial. The defendant now petitions that his rights under the clause of the Constitution, providing for due process of law, were violated. A conviction does not foreclose our duty to make an independent examination of the defendant's claim. And we cannot shirk our obligation to determine whether the confession was obtained by coercion, whether physical or mental. Therefore, let us examine the facts in the case before us.
Isn't your roast beef any good, Joe?
Huh? Oh, sure. It's fine.
But you've hardly touched it.
I guess I'm not very hungry.
Joe, darling, you've had something on your mind all evening.
I'm sorry, honey.
Tell Kathy what's the matter. No secrets now, remember?
I wasn't going to tell you. Thought maybe I could take it just a few more weeks.
Take what,
until Joe? We get that last $200 in the bank and we can get married.
Darling, we've got to share things with each other. You've got to get used to that. And when something's wrong...
Wrong. It's getting so I can't sleep.
Joe, what is it?
Mr. Franken thinks I've been stealing from him.
Oh, Joe, but you haven't.
Of course not. Mechanic makes enough. He doesn't have to go around stealing things like $5 bills and a bunch of stamps out of a cash drawer. He just likes to watch me squirm, that's all.
But, Joe, how long has this been going on?
The stealing? How'd I know? But about 3 weeks ago, Mr. Franken found out I spent 2 years in reform school, and he hasn't let up since.
Oh.
He isn't even trying to find out who's doing it. He's just gotten me picked for the fall guy, that's all. This afternoon, I had to go into the office.
Huh. My pilfer is getting ambitious. It's $10 missing this time.
Why don't you try to find out where it's going, Mr. Frank?
I got my ideas. By the way, Joe, how's that bank account of yours coming along? The happy day ought to be any day now. Every little bit helps, don't it?
If you think I took a measly sawbuck, Mr. Franken, you're wrong.
Might go hard on a guy with a record, Joe, if I took my little problem to the police.
Mr. Franken, I haven't done anything. I ought to walk out right here and now.
Aren't many bosses that like having ex-cons around in their shop, Joe.
Why, you low-down ornery. If it wasn't for that last $200, I'd...
Franken, that fender for Mr. Wiley's ready.
In a minute, Gus.
Oh, pardon me.
Now, Joe, what was that again?
Nothing, Mr. Franken, nothing. I was getting ahead of myself, I guess.
Joe, dear, you should have told me sooner what you were putting up with from Mr. Franken. It's wrong to stay there and let him keep jabbing at you.
Oh, I thought I could take it until we got all that $1,000 saved up.
You can get another job. Joe, let's walk home.
Don't you want any dessert?
I think I'll skip it tonight. I've got a thing or two I want to tell you. Don't you see, darling? 7 years now, you've been working hard to make a good life. You mustn't let Mr. Franken destroy it all.
You really think maybe some guys would give me a break?
Look, Joe, nearly everybody in the neighborhood remembers how you got sent to reform school. If that uncle of yours had stood by you instead of acting the way he did, the judge might not even have made you go.
Maybe you're right at that.
It's what you've done since you came back that's important.
You think so?
I do. So do Mom and Dad. See, when we think about your record, it means your record in the Army and how you went to technical school afterwards.
You do?
And we're proud of you and what you're doing now. Oh, darling, do you think I'd want to marry you if I thought of you as an ex-con?
Gee, honey, I wish I'd talked to you before. You make everything seem so different.
Well, I should hope so. A good mechanic like you doesn't have to knuckle down to a fellow like that Mr. Franken.
Maybe you're right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Dad would help you get a job in the shops down at the railroad yard. He's got a lot of seniority with the company.
You think he would?
Why not? You mustn't be afraid of people like that, Mr. Franken.
He's a bully, that's what he is.
Sadistic is the word for him, darling. Joe, huh? This is where I live, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Darling, I want you to promise me something.
I promise. What?
You'll quit that job.
First thing tomorrow.
What time is it?
Let's see. 11:30.
Will Mr. Franken still be at the garage?
He closes up. Oh, in a few minutes.
Well, then I want you to go right over there and quit. Tonight.
Gee, right now?
Well, it's only a couple of blocks.
All right, honey, I will. In a minute.
All right, darling. I'll give you a minute. Night, darling.
Good night, honey. Oh, Kathy.
Yes?
While I'm at it, I think I'll give him a piece of my mind.
I hope you do.
It's going to be wonderful being married to Kathy, isn't it, Joe? She always seems to understand about things. You the same fellow that was worried sick not more than an hour ago? What are you going to say to Mr. Franken? Just, Mr. Franken, I quit? Or, Franken, you've had your last chance to put me in bed with the cops and go on from there. Gee, what a relief it's going to be to get that guy out of your hair. Light's still on in the office. Mr. Franken must still be here. Funny you can't see him now. That guy, what a louse he is. He's liable to get kind of nasty, you know.
Mr. Franken? Mr. Franken? Mr. Franken?
Those bullet holes look like somebody meant business. And that open cash drawer looks like it, too. See if you can find his pulse, Joe. No, he's dead, all right. But he's still warm. Whoever did this hasn't gotten far from here. Joe, suppose somebody saw you come in here. He hasn't been dead more than a few minutes. You better get out of here. Yeah, get out. Don't let anybody see you. Get away from there. And pray you don't run into anybody until you're across the street. Not far now. You'll soon be in the clear. Just a few more steps, Joe. Keep going, Joe.
Hey, fella. Hey, got a light?
I think so. Yeah, here.
Hey, you got the shakes or something? Hold it steady, will you?
Kathy, can I come in?
Oh, Joe. Yeah, and tell me everything you said to Mr. Franken. What's the matter, darling?
Mr. Franken. He's dead.
Dead?
He was on the floor in the office when I got there. The cash drawer was open.
Did you call the police?
No, I was scared. I got out of there fast. I've been walking in the park trying to think. If they ever know I was there, they'll think
But Joe, you didn't, did you?
No, of course not.
Well, then what have you got to worry about?
Oh, honey, if they ever find out... Gus heard us quarrel this afternoon, and I got those 2 years on my record. Cops make the most of those things.
But what is there to connect you with it? You haven't even got a gun, have you?
Oh, not anymore. That Luger I brought back from Germany disappeared months ago. Somebody took it, I guess.
Well, if you haven't even got one, you're in the clear, aren't you?
I don't know. A man stopped me in the street not far from the garage and asked me for a light.
Did he see you come out of the garage?
Honey, I don't know. He saw my hand shaking. Said something about it. And now I've lost a glove.
Oh, no.
I went to put my gloves on in the park a while ago and one of them's gone. Suppose I dropped it in the office.
Oh, darling, can't you tell the police the whole thing just the way it happened?
I wish I had the nerve, but... Honey, don't you see? He was still warm. It couldn't have happened more than a few minutes before I... They'd never believe me.
Oh. And I was only with you until 11:30, wasn't I?
Oh.
Darling, Mom and Dad know what time I came in. What time is it now?
12:15.
That's 45 minutes that I can't account for you, darling. They made me try. They'd want to know where you were all this time, wouldn't they?
Guess I'll just have to keep my mouth shut when they start asking questions and take my chances.
Hello?
Miss O'Hara couldn't eat another bite.
Mr. Zerny, I can't dance another step. You know, I'm so happy I almost don't mind spending all this money on an evening out.
Me too. But I figure we kind of had a celebration coming to us. 3 nights ago, I didn't think I'd ever be without a care in the world again.
Is it pretty awful, darling?
You mean the other night when I found him? Yeah.
Yeah, that night and the next day when they questioned you.
Oh, that. That wasn't so bad. I didn't even bat an eyelash when I saw that other glove.
And they didn't either.
They didn't even ask me about that argument. Maybe Gus didn't hear anything. There was an awful lot of noise out in the shop, I remember.
I hear they found a gun that fits the bullets.
Oh? And they must be on the trail of the guys that did it. Oh, honey, did you say anything?
Joe, do you know that man over there? He's been looking at you in the funniest way.
Where?
Oh, over there, getting into his coat.
Kathy, that's the man that asked me for a light.
Joe Zerny?
Yeah?
Lieutenant Smollett, homicide.
What do you want?
Got some more questions for you, Joe. I guess you better come along with me. You coming, Joe?
Yeah. I'm coming.
Get in the back with me, Joe. This is Detective Dietrich.
All right.
Okay, Dietrich, let's go.
This isn't the way to the station.
We're not going to the station, Joe.
Where are you taking me?
To a nice, quiet place.
Where we can talk things over.
Don't try anything smart, Joe.
But where are you taking me?
You'll see when we get there.
Here's the shack. Let's go, Joe.
Why here, Lieutenant, instead of the police station?
Nice and quiet here, Joe.
Yeah, cozy and nice.
Here's your man, Captain.
Take him in the other room, Dietrich. Smell it.
Yeah, Chief. Take him on in, Dietrich. Be with you in a minute.
He try any funny business?
Acted like he'd like to get loose. We changed his mind.
Mm-hmm. He's our man, all right. Better throw the fear of God into him. Make him think we got enough on him to convict him. We got to work fast and get a full confession if we want to keep him running for the next round of promotion.
Right, Captain. Sure helps to have a good record of arrests and convictions. You want to take over now?
No, you go ahead. I'll stay on tap.
All right, Joe, start talking. Why'd you kill Clint Franken?
I didn't kill him.
Come on now, Joe. We got the goods on you. You might as well give it to us straight.
I'm giving it to you straight. I didn't do it, I tell you.
Why didn't you tell the truth about being at the office Monday night?
I didn't lie to you.
No. No, you just didn't tell the truth. Why didn't you tell us you were in Franken's office about, oh, say, between 11:30 and 11:45?
You can't prove that.
No. You seen coming out of there, Joe. You lit a cigarette for somebody, remember?
Why was your hand shaking so, Joe?
I didn't do it, I tell you.
You mean you weren't there?
No, no.
Ever see this glove before the other day, Joe?
No. I mean...
Try it on, Joe.
It isn't mine.
I said try it on. Huh. Perfect fit, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Lots of guys wear 7.5 glove. That don't mean anything.
It doesn't, huh? Maybe this does. Here's a mate to that one. Try it on, too.
Where'd you get that?
Just where you hid it, Joe, under the handkerchiefs in your dresser drawer.
Don't try to lie your way out of this, Joe. It's yours, all right.
All right. It's mine.
Huh. We know you were at the garage Monday night, Joe.
Yeah, I was there, but only for a minute.
Just long enough to shoot Franken and clean out the case drawer, huh?
No, I didn't do that. Mr. Franken was dead when I got there.
What time was that, Joe?
He was lying there on the floor, dead.
Do you remember what time that was, Joe?
He was still warm. I tried to feel his pulse.
What time was it then? What?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I don't know exactly. Not long after 11:30.
How do you know that, Joe?
I took my girl home at 11:30, then I went right over to the shop. Couldn't have been more than 10 minutes.
With your girl till 11:30, huh? Well, well. Why'd you go back to the garage, Joe?
I was going to quit my job.
And when you found Franken, as you say, lying there on the floor, why didn't you call the police right away?
I guess I was afraid.
He guesses he was afraid.
Afraid? Afraid of what?
Well, you see...
If you didn't kill him, Joe, what was there to be afraid of?
Want to take over for a while, Captain? Dietrich and I are starting to sag.
Yeah, this is hard work even in a 4-hour stretch.
Stay with it a while yet, boy, until Grenfell gets here. Then we'll relieve you.
Okay, okay. Make it snappy, will you, Captain? I need some food under my belt.
We better get some up here for Zerny, too. A sandwich or something. Don't want him passing out on us.
Boy, I'd sure like a cup of coffee.
About time, Grenfell. These boys need a little rest.
Well, how's it going, fellas?
Is Ernie? No, he says he didn't do it, but he's getting confused.
Well, we'll break him down.
All we need is time. There isn't much left. We've got to break this guy before the chief hears about this.
Yeah, and before our record of convictions goes down and we get no promotions.
Ready, Captain.
You got the gun with you?
Right here.
That phone won't work for you, Joe.
Let me out of here.
Come on, take it easy.
Take his clothes off of him, boys. We can't run any chance he'll get away.
All right.
Hasn't a man got any rights at all?
We'll just take your clothes with us, Joe, for safekeeping.
It'll go easier with you, Joe, if you confess the truth.
Have I got to confess something I didn't do?
Take it easy, Joe.
You can't do this to me. It isn't legal.
Now, Joe, after you left Franken dead there in the office, you say you went to the park. What'd you do in the park?
I told Lieutenant Smollett I just walked. I was trying to get a hold of myself.
How long were you in the park, Joe?
I don't know exactly. Maybe 20 minutes, maybe a little longer.
Long enough to get rid of the gun you killed Franken with, huh?
I haven't got a gun to shoot at anybody.
Ever have a gun, Joe?
Yeah. Souvenir I brought back from Germany, but it disappeared about 3 months ago. I never knew what happened to it.
Oh? A Luger?
Uh-huh.
Well, when it disappeared, Joe, why didn't you report it to the authorities?
Was I supposed to?
It was registered in your name, wasn't it?
I guess so. Well, I told everybody about it, but it never turned up.
That looked like your gun, Joe?
It's a Luger.
Did your gun have a little scratch? Like this? Right at the end of the handle?
You're not going to get me to handle it. I won't pick it up.
Does that look like your Luger?
I don't know.
It's registered in your name, Joe.
Where'd it come from?
The park, Joe. Where you left.
I haven't even seen it for 3 months, I swear, Mr. Grenfell.
I don't blame you for throwing it away, Joe. But you weren't very smart, throwing it in that trash can. You might have known we'd find it there.
But I didn't throw it away. Don't you see? Whoever took it out of my room must have shot Mr. Franken. I tell you, it's been gone for 3 months.
Mr. Maloney, please. This is Kathleen O'Hare, Mr. Maloney. I need a lawyer. No, not for me, for my Joe. Well, his landlady says that the police took him away Thursday night. That's 3 nights ago, and I haven't heard a word from him since. Well, he's in terrible trouble, I'm afraid. Yeah, but that's just the trouble, Mr. Maloney. There isn't even a record that he's been arrested. Even the chief of police doesn't know where he is. Well, I think it's about that nasty Mr. Franken, and they've got Joe put away somewhere. I don't know where. I thought maybe you'd know what to do. Yeah, of course, Mr. Maloney. I'll wait right here by the phone until I hear from you. Hello? Yes, Mr. Maloney? Oh, no. But you're a lawyer. I thought they'd have to let you see him. Can't find him either. Well, then we can't even get rid of habeas corpus. We can't even prove he's been arrested. Oh, Mr. Maloney, where is Joe? I know they're doing something horrible to him.
About time for us to take over.
This guy's sure holding out. Wonder how he does it. Don't suppose he didn't kill Franken, do you?
Of course he did. You must be getting slap happy yourself, Diedrich.
He's about ready to break. Get a stenographer up here. Fast, Lieutenant.
Right away. We'll make this arrest official. And another conviction won't hurt our promotions, eh, boys? Operator, give me police headquarters right away.
As this court has said before, and will continue to say, a conviction that results from proceedings that have deprived an individual of due process of law is in violation of the principles enshrined in our Constitution. There are those who think that the decencies of procedure must not be too fastidiously insisted upon in the case of the guilty. But the remedy for ills that afflict the administration of criminal justice will not be found in measures that violate due process of law. The evidence before us clearly indicates that the confession was not freely and voluntarily made. Certain foreign governments, it is true, convict criminals or individuals with testimony obtained by police organizations possessed of unrestrained power. But so long as the Constitution remains the basic law of our republic, America will not have that kind of government. Aye, friends, America will not have that kind of law enforcement. As long as we, its citizens, look to our duties as citizens. For even in our democracy, officials in long accustomed office may tend to grow arbitrary in the exercise of the powers we invest in them. When they do, we must remove them from office. The story you heard today was based on fact, and not only was Joe's forced confession thrown out of court and his false conviction set aside, but a new trial was ordered for him and he was found innocent. The detective and the police officers were suspended, and later they were tried and convicted for assaulting Joe. Such cases are rare today, but we must ever be a watching and a correcting such encroachments on our rights as free citizens. For this is one way we can help Americans and the world in general along the road toward destination freedom.
Paul Revere, portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Sunday to narrate another chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom, presented by Station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Christine Squires and produced under the direction of John Cowan. Laurette Bilbrandt played Kathy and Charles Flynn played Joe. Other members of the cast were Wiley Hancock, Jess Pugh, and Stanley Shue. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom. and was played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Our engineer was George Wilson, and sound effects by Cliff Mueller. This is Bill Grisky reminding you that the sound of the Freedom Bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to Destination Freedom. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.